My name is Gonzo Gregg. That's Don Stuck over there. Bo Asner's on the news desk, and this is pretty cool. I love when we get guests in the studio.
Who are these guys?
And this control room is such an incredible piece of crap. Bo has to go get a pair of pliers to fix the microphone so we can
and
talk to
Phillips.
These.
Look at how big this Phillips
is. Nice job, Bo. Let's welcome our guest in studio, Da Vinci's Notebook, with us this morning.
Yay!
No way.
Right on. Thanks, right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Glad you guys are in town. You are in town for a show tonight.
Was it this gig in Indianapolis where the lady like reached in and grabbed my crotch? I mean,
I tried to wipe that memory from
lady, what are you doing?
We're a little concerned when you know we signed the contract and there was a waiver form that came along with it.
Standard procedure. It's fine.
Patio not responsible for death or injuries.
Mm-hmm. So people get a little wild at your shows.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't expect that from a band who's known for basically an a cappella sort of approach. That people kind of go nuts there.
Yeah. We have a certain song that has a little bit of fame that tends to make some people want to put dollar bills down our pants.
Oh, does it really? Yeah. So it draws the attention to the nether regions?
It tends to, yes.
In this song, now, how did you guys come together, first of all? Because we haven't had you on here, and a lot of people may not be aware of what you're
actually
all about.
We were singing in we answered an ad for an oldies group that some other guy was putting together. Yeah. And basically, he sort of stank. So we
well, I mean, we actually stank, or
well, no,
it just wasn't hygiene habits were okay.
You got to sing the doo-wop things, and the guy you're singing the doo-wop stuff, and the guy can't even go ba 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 ba. It was like ba 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 ba. I was like, okay.
It was nothing short of depressing.
Yeah.
So we just sort of seceded from that group,
right?
Yes.
And so then you went on,
became what we are,
started
now.
Your own thing.
And what was the name of that first group? Do you even remember?
The Avenues, because we're from Washington, D.C., and what do you think of when you think of D.C.? The Avenues, of course.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. We scratched our heads like that, too.
You can't mention his name because he's a stalker and he will kill us. Thank you.
All right. Well, great.
No. I know. I have to bring it down. Mm.
That was probably him and Drag who shoved his hands down your pants.
Thing for you.
Leave my a cappella group, will you? I'll teach you mother tongue.
I mock you by holding your ball.
You sure do.
Don from downtown.
Bang. Well, geez, not even 9 o'clock, and we've already had a ball holding contest.
What's life without a ball holding contest? I mean, really.
So obviously you guys are familiar with genitals and you sing about it. That's great.
Yes, and we have shirts with Tenacious D on them. So what can we do?
Hey, there you go.
What's life without Tenacious D?
So the song we're referring to is Enormous Penis, which is quite possibly the greatest song ever written or recorded. Now,
why, thank you. We think so.
How long were you guys together before that song became part of the, was it like the first song out the box, or did you kind of ramp up to that?
So to speak.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, that one, we've been together almost 9 years, and that song, I think we wrote about 2 years ago at this point.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just sort of got a life of its own, so to speak.
Okay,
then.
So would it be possible for you to whip it out, as it were, while since you're in here?
I think we could be persuaded.
Here it is, Da Vinci's Notebook with us on the Big Dumb Show today.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line, if you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string. Now I've got the cure for all of my
blues.
This is alternative a cappella for you kids.
It's new rock.
Yeah.
I take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis.
And the
happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Everybody sing along! Yeah, yeah. One, two, three!
I take a look at my enormous penis!
And my troubles start to melt away. Just the people at home!
Take a look at my enormous penis. And the happy times are coming to stay.
Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
My mighty brickyard.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, Peyton, look at this, buddy.
Everything is going my way.
Take that, Linkin Park.
Everything is going my way.
Absolutely amazing.
Fabulous.
Da Vinci's Notebook, everybody.
Oh, great.
On the Big Dumb Show. So you guys went out. You're going to be in another a cappella band. You started your own deal. Did you start? So is there a great demand out there today for a cappella bands? I mean, there's guys sitting here wanting to hear Stain going, who knew?
barely enough to live on.
Right, yeah. So can you make a living singing a cappella?
We've been doing this full time for going on 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Pretty much,
yeah. We're not going to get onto the Horde tour or something, but
you're right.
You never know.
I like this. We'll be in Aussie Fest 2003.
I'm the Prince of Darkness, and I want to hear some a cappella. So that's been a cappella.
We'll start with the patio tonight.
So was the comedy angle something that this band started with at the beginning, or did you go out just doing doo-wop and said, look, let's, you all got high one night and then this started happening? Where did that come from?
You would think that that's how it came about.
Yeah, sure.
The comedy angle sort of worked its way in. You know, first of all, we're nutcases,
right,
four of us,
yeah,
individually and collectively. But it sort of presented itself as a good way to go.
No, it's cool. It's really great. You guys have you started out, I guess, distributing your stuff on the internet, and then an album came out, or how did that go? Because people can buy this stuff.
Yeah, we're still independent musicians. You
right.
can buy all our albums off our website. We had distribution, which fell through.
Oh, geez.
best thing that ever happened to you, probably.
But you can buy our stuff off of DaVinci'sNotebook.com, and we'll run home and lick a bunch of stamps and mail them right to you.
Right on.
I love independent music.
Yeah.
My job is to lick the stamps.
So hey,
my wife loves me now, though.
Good for you. When you're writing, coming up with lyrics for these songs, obviously there's a lot of harmonies and vocal parts. Do the doop de doop parts get written down anywhere? Is that
we don't write a single thing.
Right.
You know, we just sort of slam ourselves together and hopefully something comes out.
So I'm thinking you're looking at the lyric sheet, and obviously you've got the lead vocal.
Yeah.
That's going to be written down somewhere, but the harmony parts are just what? They just come out.
We've been singing together for like 9 years, and we sort of know where each of our voices fits.
Right.
I
sing
the
high freaky part. I sing the low doobies.
Yeah. Right on.
You just know where you're going to be, and like Storm was saying, it's so much easier to facilitate it just by just sitting around and just letting it happen. Sometimes you get. I mean, sometimes there have been.
One of us will start singing and just sort of pray that the other three will fall into place.
Hanging around, watching the game, and then all of a sudden.
Part of our show that we do requests. We take requests in a lot of our shows, and through the 9 years of being together, just through the request portion of the show, we just learn to just try to fit in, and we'll take any request.
Like not requests of our
really?
Songs.
Yeah,
just like we'll pull the audience.
Like, so somebody would shout out that they want the Different Strokes theme from the audience,
right,
and something
exactly.
like that.
That would be a good request, actually.
Would it be like?
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of something. Then along comes you. got nothing but the jeans. They got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world. Ba-dum-bow.
Yeah.
That is so.
What you talking about, Gonzo?
Talk about Gonzo.
It's kind of strange that that's come sort of an odd tradition.
A few times
that's
now.
Happened more than once with different bands.